This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or whatever reason you're doing it for, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on Parler, the Captain's America, also at Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and now back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and I'm going to read a statement first that was put out there by Jenna Ellis, the Trump campaign senior legal advisor, since you mentioned her earlier. Here's what she said, quote, "Headlines are already falsely reporting that Joe Biden is declared the winner in Georgia. Sorry, media, that's not how it works. The state of Georgia has not certified its results, nor should it be doing so. The so-called hand recount went exactly as we expected because Georgia simply recounted all of the illegal ballots that had been included in the total. We continue to demand that Georgia conduct an honest recount, which includes signature matching. We also intend to pursue all legal options to ensure that only legal ballots are counted," signed by Jenna Ellis, Trump campaign senior legal advisor.
When media does what they call calling a race for somebody,
yep.
the word call should really be projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That as the numbers look today, or as a result of these numbers, they project that Biden takes Georgia. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a confirmation of anything. So, yeah, anyway. Now, the one thing I don't know how many of your listeners got to listen to the I got to watch the press conference with Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Bloom and Sidney Powell.
And Joe and Victoria.
Joe and Victoria, mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a very important component that I think gets missed, and I know the press misses it, and that is whatever procedures whatever actions a polling place or a state took about envelopes and dating them and signature checks and observers and, you know, all of these kinds of things that Rudy went into, a lot of what he was trying to lay out is you have to look, and he said it several times, you have to look at the state law.
Yeah.
Because if they're in violation of what they did or didn't do is in violation of the state law, that's a larger part of the smoking gun. And I think that this legal team has kind of broken up the responsibilities of what path each one takes. So, you know, Sydney is worried about the hardware and the software and, you know, how all that part happened.
Yep.
Rudy is taking on the fact that, you know, these poll workers or these secretaries of state or these commissioners or whatever, they were in violation of state law. So, it's also clear, again, this was an opening statement, so we hardly know the total of their case. Mm. We don't know that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that sometimes when you get on the Internet and you go to look for something and you end up finding something else, it kind of happens all the time. But the other day when I was having some text conversations with Sydney Powell, the reason, one of the reasons I reached out to her is I happened to look at the patent, U.S. patent applications for Smartmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pile of them, by the way. And if you look at who all the names that are attached to the several mm-hmm. patent applications, they're all Latino names, meaning you don't have a Smith and you don't have a Cook and you don't have a, you know, Brown in there.
Like from Venezuela, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was looking for something yesterday, and this is very interesting, so I might need some of your listeners' help on this. We have an agency, a very obscure agency, called the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I haven't either. And the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission also has inspector generals. Now, why would they do that? Because the agency gives grant money to states in order to carry out their elections.
Wow.
Yes. To the point where it is funded, the fund looks like it's around $500 to $600 million. It could mm-hmm. be a little less, the $400 million. That's an awful lot of funny money.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it is administered by the Department of Justice.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to go to a hard break here. And caller, you hang on. I'm going to get to you right away here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm telling you, folks, this is stuff that is dynamite information. It's tomorrow's news tonight right here. And you may not even hear some of the news agencies talking about this because they don't want you to know what we know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGetA.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGetA.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGetA.com with Longevity. TeamGetA.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Just go over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the things I have to offer over there and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-E-U-L-T. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll help you with any questions that you've got. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they work for me, because if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and veggies, this is a great way to do it. Gives you a little bit more pizzazz and a pep in your step, a little bit more energy when you need to have it, and you stop eating all that snack food too, or at least I have, because you're full. So there you go. BalanceofNature.com. BalanceofNature.com. Use the product code RESULT. R-E-S-U-L-T, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a caller. I'm going to take him real quick and see what's on his mind. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Name is Phil. I'm calling from Seminole.
Yes, sir.
And, good morning to you, Matt and Denise.
Good morning.
Last night I was listening to Richard David Hanson, one of my favorite guys around.
Right.
And I think he was on Lou Dobbs' show. But anyway, he says, you know, folks, what we have, and I agree with that, we've got about 50% of the country knowing there's severe problems with this election. But he says we need to get that up to about 80% to get a groundswell of people saying, got to do something now.
Yep.
So what I've always been complaining about on this whole thing is we need someone like a Karl Rove in the team to do a whiteboard presentation of what were the registered voter tallies in each state,
mm-hmm.
and how many ballots were cast in that state, and the over ballot, the overcasting or the overvoting.
Right.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
So. You know, do that first, then prove the discrepancy. And like you said during the break, Matt, this is probably going to come out, but like Victor David Hansen said, got to do it up front so
okay.
people understand and can see it. Anyway, that was my
right. Thank you, Phil, and we'll address that. Okay, Denise, he is right, and we did talk about that ourselves during the break, and there's a way to do it, but you got to go to the state's numbers to find it out, right?
Yeah, and it really depends upon how they're reporting things here at this point. But you can, the election results broken down by specifics should be there on the respective state's websites. And as long as we're kind of in, so we got some states still in the counting mode.
Yeah.
It may not be there yet, but, you know, Rudy Giuliani made that observation yesterday in the press conference, and
yes,
the reason that Detroit has not certified is because
yep.
the two Republicans that are on that committee mm-hmm. refused to, after they kind of went back and forth,
mm-hmm.
refused to certify because it was at 71 to 72% overvote.
Right.
Out mm-hmm. of balance.
Yep. Yep, and in some cases in Pennsylvania, it was as high as 350% more people voted than were registered in the district in Wayne County. Okay, now, we were talking about something else there, so let's keep going with that.
Yeah, and so we have this thing called the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, and it is a commission that was actually put into place because of something called, this is crazy, the Help America Vote Act.
Hmm.
The Help America Vote Act came into being after the, during the George W. Bush administration because of the Hanging Chad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a movement, it was a piece of legislation to clean up the mess, stop using those kinds of ballots, and let's go to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you the state did this, we'll help you with the monies to acquire these things. We'll have a lab that does these testing, and we'll do certifications and all that. That's the crazy part. I think the act, the Help America Vote Act, was the right thing to do, but since then, you've got the Democrats that have exploited it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, by the way, otherwise known as the EAC,
mm-hmm.
They actually certified Dominion.
Good God. Oh.
Now, yeah, you have to find that. I was stunned. Now, here's the other fun part. There are some Democrats that well know about this act. I think some of the Republicans may know about it, but they've since forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the CARES Act, which was one of the first funding things on the pandemic that was signed into law,
right.
including, you know, President Trump, well, it actually put some supplemental funding for the Help America Vote Act in there. So they were giving it more money. Now, why would they have to do that? Because everybody had already purchased their computer system, their voting machine systems, if they were going to buy it, right?
Yeah, no, we got a question, Sam. We got a question.
Why would they have to supplement that?
Okay.
So we could have been funding our own demise.
We got a question from American Seminole. He says, is that commission we're talking about purely a domestic entity, or does it also perform international assistance?
Well, interesting question, because they may have some work that they do because of foreign diplomats where they have to vote and military on where they have to vote.
Okay. But this is fascinating. They certified Dominion? Good God.
And they certified, well, yes. But here's the fascinating thing. Not only did they certify Dominion, but again, I said that they have these labs where they test the systems out.
Mm.
They require the states to provide X number of training, to, you know, have people on site, to do blah, 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 blah. So, ladies and gentlemen, If you wanted to kind of poke around on something, go look at a law called HAVA, H-A-V-A, Help America Vote Act.
Jeez.
And see what's there. Because I started to read some of it, but it was kind of like, okay, well, if this is there, then who's this and who's that? So have there been Inspector General's report because of the monies? Haven't seen any of those, but I didn't really look. But did Congress get any?
Mm-hmm.
But we know that we have got members of the House and the Senate that have expressed some real concerns. Now, the other piece on this HAVA thing,
yeah,
this Help America Vote Act, it's grant money. It's given to them.
Wow.
Yes. Now, just for fun, let me see here if I can get the, yeah, here it is. I actually have the breakdown in 2020 by state on who got what.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, New York got $21 million.
Jeez.
Michigan got $12 million. Illinois got $14 million. Georgia got $11 million. Florida got $21 million. California got $38 million. Why in the world would they need $38 million?
Yeah.
So when Trump has to go pay $3.7 million to have a recount in two districts, voting districts in Wisconsin,
correct,
I would say he's getting snookered.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this kind of money, it would clearly pay for the entire voting whole apparatus in these states.
Wow.
There's something. So this fund for 2020... totaled $509 million. You can't tell me that voting cost $509 million.
Nope. By the way, Sydney did mention yesterday that two Venezuelan nationals were listed as the Smartmatic owners, along with George Soros was involved in this somehow.
The association with George Soros, as I can tell, and words kind of matter here, is that one of the people was on a board for Open Society.
Okay. That's Soros. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that George Soros owns this stuff. He could, but, mm-hmm. you know, for right now, we have to kind of... But here's another thing. I'm looking at an article, interestingly enough, dated 2018 by the Associated Press.
You need to write an article about this, because here comes the music, and we'll talk about this more tonight in the weekend show. But this is unbelievable, folks, and you did it again, Denise. Great job.
Thank you.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, and she has been talking to Sidney Powell, telling her about the things that she's been doing, because Sidney Powell is referring to people. She actually referred to Denise in some of the articles that she talked about yesterday, so how about that?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday night have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit would be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
The recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again.
Georgia is legally required to certify their election results by Friday. As one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount in two of the state's largest counties after requested by the Trump campaign. The recounts of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Much has been written in recent years to try to dismiss the fact that the United States was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Despite their efforts, leftist revisionists cannot change the historic facts. Anyone who takes the time to examine the original writings, personal correspondence, biographies, and public statements of the sovereign individuals who were instrumental in the founding of America will find an abundance of quotations showing the profound extent to which their thinking and their lives were influenced by a Christian worldview. This is not to say that all of the founding fathers were Christians, though most were, but even those who were not Christians were deeply influenced by and promoted the beneficial principles of Christianity. Unlike modern-day leftist non-believers who seek to extinguish Christianity out of society, we can choose to get distracted wondering if Ben Franklin put his personal faith in Jesus, or simply appreciate the blessings of Christian Judeo values that are the bedrock of our land of liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards American Experience on WCETradio.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and right now we have got Ron Edwards on the telephone line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I'll tell you what. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried, but Michigan is right in the middle of a lot of what's going on right now that will determine what happens with the president and the election, of course. But I'm just going to read this, which really got my attention. This is from Rudy Giuliani's press conference yesterday with Sidney Powell and the crew. There were allegedly overvotes, with some precincts allegedly recording more voters than residents, among other problems. Rudy Giuliani said there was an unusually large number of overvotes in precincts in Michigan. 71% of the precincts in Wayne County, Michigan, had large overvotes, some of them as much as 150%. What the hell is going on?
It's just massive cheating. And as I had mentioned the other night, that you have a 350% overvote over the entire state of Michigan if you take in all 3,000 of their precincts.
Wow.
And so this cheating has been, I think it's been a major practice for a long time in elections, but never this big. Obviously, but the fact that the two Republicans did change back to their original decision not to support the certification, now the Michigan AG is I don't think she's going to get away with this, but she's trying to say that it was illegal for them to change their vote back, and there's no legal leg for them to stand on, and it's going to remain certified, blah, blah, blah. But it's funny, if it's not legal for them to switch back to their original vote, then it shouldn't have been legal for them to change their vote in the first place.
Yeah, now I got a question. A lot of these states were, and we had a caller ask us this question with Denise Simon a little while ago, a lot of these states are not reporting the number of registered voters yet and the number of votes cast. Is Michigan doing that, do you know? Have they done that? I mean, how do we know that there's so many more voters than, you know, that voted than registered voters? Is there somewhere where we can find that?
I think that you look at Michigan and some of the other states, I think that they've tried to, cover up these situations, but I guess through investigations electronically, that's how it's been revealed.
But if there's a chart or a graph that shows this, then you need to be posting it everywhere you can. You got my permission to post it all over my pages on Facebook or anywhere else, because we need to get this out there, because the caller that called in that asked the question said that about 50% of the country right now understands what we're talking about. The Democrats really don't have any clue. And if we can get that out there so they can see this and they can understand what's been going on, we might be able to convert 10, 15, maybe 20% of them, and suddenly the 50% becomes 70% of the country, and they're going, whoa, wait a minute here. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do. It makes a heck of a lot of sense. One small disappointing story I saw,
mm-hmm.
and they said that they asked a bunch of college students about voter integrity,
mm-hmm.
and they said, I guess because they're left-leaning or whatever, and if you're on the left, you don't have any moral integrity, but they said that they weren't concerned about voter integrity,
mm-hmm.
but they were okay with how things landed in their minds, okay. because they wanted Joe Biden, and it's okay to cheat.
All right. Hold on a second. We got a caller. I want to find out what the caller would like to ask. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
New England, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
I voted in Tucker, Georgia, and when I went, and those little credit cards that they give you,
yes,
you know, they were marked. And at least that's what I was told, that it was either a number one or a number two. I didn't actually see the mark on the credit card,
mm-hmm.
but once I got through using the actual machine and took my credit card over, you couldn't just submit it to any other you know, usually everything goes to one place.
Okay.
You know, but regardless of what party. But these were, they were separating people out as far as where you inserted your, or gave back your little credit card and the paper receipt, you know, the paper vote.
Right.
I thought that was real unusual. Like, what if a number one means Democrats and a number two means all Republicans?
Exactly.
You know, and I haven't heard anybody talk about that.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because they're hearing it here first, okay?
Well, it was in Tucker, Georgia at a library off La Vista Road in Georgia.
Okay.
And that's just what the lady told me. I didn't actually even see it. I should have looked at the card, but I don't know.
Well, you weren't expecting that, and there's been so many irregularities that have happened with this election that we just have to take everything and catalog it and figure out what the hell went on here, right?
Right. If you could let Denise know, maybe, and she could let Sidney Powell know,
I'll mention it.
Maybe check into that.
Yeah.
And also, when I voted the time before, which was the first time on the Dominion machines, that little credit card wouldn't even let me vote. It refused to let me even vote at all, and they made me do a paper ballot.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, and keep on listening. But great point. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your great job. Bye.
All right. What do you think there, Ron?
I think the lady is spot on to something.
There's something there.
Something that needs to be looked into, and I would not put it past them.
Now, again, that's the Dominion system, and I'm telling you, Stacey Abrams, all right?
Big Mama Abrams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, Stacey Abrams is involved in all of this. And when I heard that, I said, boy, oh, boy, here we go. Because we know what she tried to do in 2000, a couple of years ago. We know,
yes.
We know what she tried to do, and it just didn't work. And Governor Kemp, something going on there. I don't know if he got money in his campaign from some of these people, or I heard a report that maybe somebody from one of these companies wound up going to work on his staff, Smartmatic or Dominion or something like that. Somebody's on his staff somehow, some way. Maybe they're in the Secretary of State's office. I've heard all kinds of things here in the last couple of days. I don't know what's accurate and what's not. I'm trying to find out from the people that I know that are in government up there that can give me the right information so I don't need to worry about it. People that are solid, rock hard, solid Republican conservatives that I would trust.
Yeah. One thing that we do know about, especially here in Michigan and in Philadelphia, that people were bullied and kept out from observing. That alone should be, I guess, something that is bigger in the news and something more that should be more investigated.
Well, it's a violation of the law. They're entitled to be there, and they weren't. They weren't allowed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That in itself should be lending some credence to some of the other things that are being said by Sidney Powell and many of the others.
You and I know that this election was literally stolen out from underneath Donald Trump. I sat there and I watched in one particular case an 800,000 vote lead go down to zero over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so they cheated overnight. I mean, it's obvious, especially here in Michigan, where you've got tens and tens of thousands of votes that, I mean, the president is ahead hugely.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, well, we're stopping, and everyone go home now.
All right, well,
in the middle of the night.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. I appreciated that. Want to get you on, give you a little extra time here to talk about Michigan, because everybody's scratching their heads going, what the hell's going on? All right, have yourself a great day, my friend. See you on your show, by the way. I'll be on Ron's show this afternoon at 5 o'clock, WCETFM.com. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, up there run the Double D Ranch right there just outside Carrollton. And it's just up the road a little tad bit away from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, you know, I've taken Balance of Nature for a while. I'm taking the fruits and veggie capsules. And something really unique happened to me. My blood pressure was, first of all, at the lowest level it had been in 6 months. And I also had lost a bit of weight, about 16 pounds. And my doctor says to me, he says, wow, what have you done? Have you been doing something different? And I said, well, not really. All I did was add this Balance of Nature to my system and see what happened. Now, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say it's going to work for you that way, but it sure as heck worked for me that way. And if you're looking for a little bit more pep in your step, if you want to lose lose a little weight and you want to get a little bit more pizzazz and this, that, and the other, I don't find myself snacking on candy bars and chips in the middle of the night anymore, tell you that much, which is what's helped me lose a little bit of weight. But the thing of it is you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, and mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to talk with a health coach who can answer all your questions. Again, that number, 800-246-8751. Mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order. Remember, it is balanceofnature.com. All right. And over to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Boy, did you see that press conference yesterday with Rudy and Sidney Powell and the gang?
Yeah, I did. I was listening to it. It was a lot of, no doubt, a preponderance of information and evidence that they're starting to provide. And they're going to have that, it's going to have to keep flowing, without a doubt, in order to keep this, this entire desire to, you know, try to overturn some of this nonsense alive. I mean, again, you listen to it, and it's very lengthy in regards to how votes were counted and how votes were tossed out and how people were double counted. Again, it makes you sad. You just say it's the United States of America, and we allow this to go on. And I talked about this a while. Anybody, in my opinion, that does anything to undermine an election in the United States, it's treasonous to me.
That's it. I was just going to tell you, that's treason.
You're basically, mm-hmm. you're undermining the faith in the country and what this country is all about. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's awful. It really is. Because then, you know, I got three kids. I never thought I'd have to explain all of this nonsense to my kids and this type of corruption that's going on.
Well, here's the thing. You and I are on a lot of the same stations, and that's a good thing. But we're also on, between the two of us, I'd say probably about 300 radio stations between you and me, not taking into consideration duplications, because you're on some I'm not on, I'm on some you're not on. But here's the thing. We need to get our audience edumacated. How's that for a word? Edumacated real quick here, because about half the country knows what we're talking about, and the other half has no clue because they've been listening to ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and they just don't know because they haven't been told the stuff that I found out yesterday that you saw, that you heard, that undervotes, overvotes, software, my God in heaven. I mean, and then a foreign company, for God's sake, owns this system, these three systems here, which includes not only Smartmatic, but also Dominion and a little brother to it called Premier. I mean, come on. And then, to make matters worse, Venezuelan businessmen developed this to keep, of all people, Hugo Chavez in power and Nicolas Maduro, and it found its way to Cuba, and then found its way to Argentina, and then found its way to Europe. And I mean, this is just so far-fetched. I mean, we can't let this go on. We can't.
Well, man, I think that, you know, quite honestly, I think, you know, our listeners probably more than most are probably have their arms around what's taking place than the rest of the country. I think the issue is the people that are not listening.
That's right, and we need to bring them into the picture somehow.
Yeah, it's you know, again, you're fighting the mainstream media, so it's a very, very difficult thing with this. But, you know, so they're going to have to push on. You know, if they can overturn some of these things and force recounts and do a myriad of things, then there's, you know, the media is not going to have any choice but to pay attention to it.
Right. And I'm not sure what I just got sent here, but I just got sent a website called verifiedvoting.org, verifiedvoting.org. And it looks like as if it's a website where you can put in a state. Oh, here it is. Okay, you can put in a state. It's got a map on it. You can put it, and you might as well have this too, verifiedvoting.org. You can go in and look and see how many people were registered and whether it's an overvote, an undervote, or what the deal is. Mm-hmm.
No, that is interesting. I'm not familiar with the website.
Well, I'll shoot it off to you here in a little bit there, but matter of fact, I'll send you an instant message so you got it. But it's verifiedvoting.org.
I don't understand. We all have Social Security numbers. I mean, why we can't have our, you know, who we voted for and all of that stuff recorded on some sort of site so, you know, we know. You know, you can go back and you can check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay, and I'm getting a message here back from somebody else who's into the counting in Georgia telling me that that card that we just got a call from a woman in Georgia a few minutes ago telling us she had to have a card, an ID card, like a credit card to put in the machine to get to vote and had probably a chip in it or something, an identifier.
Uh-huh.
And if it didn't work, then they wound up giving you a paper ballot and you voted on a paper ballot. And that was something totally different. Now, it was obviously encoded somehow. And why, indeed, is the question. Why was it encoded?
I don't know. And I you know, to me, I think some of the things that I've got to really, you know me, I'm a bit of a numbers guy.
I know. Of course you're a numbers guy.
And risk. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see some of the statistical anomalies, I have to say that statistical anomalies don't happen, but with the regularity that they did and that these dumps and these numbers that come in all at once, it doesn't work that way in
no.
a country like ours. It doesn't make any sense.
No, and I watched an 800,000 vote lead over the course of 3 hours go down to zero.
That, I don't know, you know, and again, it's at the rate that it went down to zero. I mean, it can go down to zero if there's, I mean, you have to have a ton of votes that come in because you got to basically assume that there's some sort of balance and the Trump was going to get some votes. But when you're getting, less than 1%, that just doesn't make any sense. That's things that happen, like I said, in Venezuela or in Russia or other countries where, elections are rigged.
Well, that's where this system came from, was Venezuela. It helped keep Hugo Chavez in power and Maduro as well.
Yeah, and obviously these countries that claim to have elections and they say, oh, yeah, you got 98%, it's patently absurd.
Well, we know why now, don't we?
Yeah. Well,
but,
of course.
Yeah, but here's the deal. This is this is going to affect a lot of people a lot of different ways, and now that we're finding out about this, what are we going to do about it?
I think it's going to be up to the – right now it's going to be up to the courts and these cases that come out and whether or not we're going to see these things, that we're going to follow through on them. They need to continue. Yesterday was the start, but they need to continue – to come out with more and more evidence and continue to get it out to the American people.
Mm-hmm. By the way, let's see. The Department of Justice lifers that are in there, that have been there for a while, they're probably afraid, some of them, to speak up and say anything that's coming from Steve in Thailand because of the fact that not only would they wind up losing their job, but they might wind up losing their life because people have been killed over a lot less, right?
Well, I mean, people work for the Clintons. Listen, I don't trust people ever. I mean, the Justice Department to me, I don't trust, district attorney. I don't trust any of that nonsense. They're all looking to further their careers. And these are career workers, and that's part of the issue. They're going to go along with what the swamp tells them to do. And this is why, we really don't get much coming out of the Justice Department. I rely on the Justice Department. That's going to be a dead end street.
Okie dokie. We will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend and a great show. I can't wait to hear it.
We've got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And you will hear his show all across the country on the weekend, various different times. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.